You know, I'm very confused by this because there's a GoDaddy.com bowl regatta.
Do the players have to do it?
I don't think so, but it'd be really amusing to see them try. Maritime disaster caps GoDaddy.
Crab jokes! Crab jokes for all!
Crabs. That would be it. It would be Miami of Ohio 14, Middle Tennessee State devoured by crabs. Because those are the two teams we're talking about tonight. And if you can hear, Holly and I are both sick.
What's really fun is that we haven't hung out since the Orange Bowl, which means one of us got the other one sick through the internet.
It can happen. They don't tell you it that in your internet classes when you get your when you get your degree in internet, but it's entirely true. Internet viruses aren't just for your computer, kids. Oh,
you know, we should start over and pretend not to be sick, but instead to be hungover from celebrating 10 million page views.
Woo!
Woo!
That's just this year, son. We also have, by the way, the other activities leading up to this. My favorite name of any activity in all of college bowldom, the Great Southern Wood Basketball Luncheon.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was like a month ago. It was like on November 27th. But still, I'm really looking forward to that. You know, because it's Great Southern Wood.
Also, didn't they have a Mardi Gras parade or something in January?
They did have kind of like a Mardi Gras parade. They also had a bowling challenge. They had, there was a Buck's Pizza's player hospital visit. Again,
no, we can't. We bring in an first we do it with PapaJohns.com bowl, and then we bring in some imposter pizza joint.
Do you know where? By the way, this is fantastic. The Mobile Greyhound Park Media Night. I'm sorry, Mobile. I thought it was Mobile Greyhound.
Opposed to like greyhounds that only have two front legs and then a set of wheels in the back.
Old
like Murder Ball, but for dogs.
Old Stumpy's got a lot of heart. The summary for this is fantastic. It says the 50 to 75 media personalities from across the country covering the GoDaddy.com bowl, media personalities, will be treated to a welcoming reception, dinner, and night of entertainment at the Mobile Greyhound Park. Oh, that's fantastic.
Why aren't we at this, except for the part where nobody can get out of bed who's involved with the site right now?
I don't know. I think that's kind of a pansy excuse. I think we should just go ahead and dive into this. This is also, by the way,
what Danica Patrick do in our situation. Don't say get naked on the internet behind some kind of paywall.
Oh, yeah. She'd tousle her hair, and then she would look seductively at the camera and say, for more, go to GoDaddy.com. And then you'd go there, and then be nothing. It would be like her and the female cop squaring off and like almost kissing, and then you click on it. And I've already said too much, haven't I? But
oh, wait. We skipped over the most problematic event of the GoDaddy.com bowl, which is that it apparently sponsors a junior high cheerleading competition.
Which makes this the second best bowl game for pedophiles. Remember, the first being New Orleans, this being the second. This is only proving the point that if you are a pedophile and a big fan of the bowl system, then you need to go to the Third Coast. You have to go down south. If it borders the Gulf of Mexico, it's friendly to you. That's quite a snip. Man.
Sorry.
That's all right. We've got, we do actually have, this will take place in Mobile. Have you ever been to Mobile?
Oh, I love Mobile.
I can't say that, like, honestly, I've gotten a lot out of Mobile, except for when I drove through there once. It was Friday, and they were actually playing the Friday song that they used to play in, like, the mid to late 80s, you know, where they were like, it's Friday! I don't want to work! And then they would just cycle through all the songs, including Wet Willie's Weekends. Weekends! When your working days are through!
Well, I like Mobile. It's on the water, and they make good fried pickles. And really, I don't need anything else in life. I'm a creature of simple needs.
Well, then Mobile is your place, because they do that, and they still play the, like, 35-year-old weekend jam when 5 o'clock rolls around
on God.
Fridays.
Spencer, we skipped another event. 8 a.m., New Horizon Credit Union Mobile County Spelling Bee.
Oh, man.
That's a bowl.
That could
do
be...
the players have to do that? Please tell me this involves college football players competing against elementary school students in a spelling contest.
Why do I think that if you went to that and it was between like MTSU and Miami of Ohio, everybody would just leave really sad? Right? Like, they'd be like, it's obvious. I'm in my senior year. I just got this crap football scholarship and I can't spell weather. You know, like that would be kind of a like, that'd be a come to Jesus moment where you're like, I've made a mistake along the way. I don't know where, I don't know how, but it just happened. This is the inaugural GoDaddy.com bowl, by the way. The very first. Lucky us. And as I've said, features two teams that we will discuss, whether we like to or not. Miami of Ohio versus MTSU. I believe you've claimed the Red Raiders. That's correct.
The Blue Raiders. What's wrong with you?
I'm on cold medicine.
You need another Nyquila sunrise.
Oh, that was so bad. Don't try the Nyquila sunrise. It just tasted like...
Really? Because I was intrigued. It looked intriguing.
I might add some lime to it, but honestly, or in some ice, but it really did just end up tasting like Four Loko, like the fruit punch. It was not good.
The fact that you have that as a frame of reference already does not speak well of you.
It sort of explains why I might be sick.
Yep.
That I took.
Although I did have a friend who was going to go climb Mount Rainier or some shit and got really sick beforehand and decided to make his body as hostile an environment as possible before he left so that he could get all the germs out. So what he did was put on all of his foul weather gear and just drank until he vomited for the rest of the night, just did straight tequila shots. And then the next day he was fine.
You know what? If I'm out there in like 8 sweaters and my overcoat, like guzzling down a bottle of Hendrix gin tonight on the porch, you'll know who gave me that idea, Holly. At least that's who I'll blame it on.
I'm okay with that.
My wife, why are you out on the porch drinking alone in the cold again? I'm trying to get better.
Trying to make your body a hostile environment, hostile work environment.
Actually, I'd like to talk about Ohio first, because they're the more intriguing team by far.
Yeah, all right.
Mostly because, one, defensive backs coach Lance Guidry is their interim coach because Mike Haywood, he of the...
Hey, he's been in the news.
Yeah, a little baby mama drama. A little domestic violence charge, right? Managed to make him Pitt's shortest lived head coach ever.
And that's saying something.
Yeah, that is saying something. This does leave Miami of Ohio in the lurch there.
Totally free to take Rich Rod.
Ron P, please. Ron P for Miami of Ohio. It is the cradle of coaches where Ron P will be reborn on the way up to his eventual choice, his first choice of coaching. That would be the successor to Derek Dooley at the University of Tennessee. Ron P for Tennessee.
Shut your face hole.
He changed his name to Ron Trintz for that so you could refer to him as Ron T. And he'd spell it with
okay,
the
then I'm
T.
on board.
Yeah, that's, he'd get the little T in the tooth, too. We could get like a gold tooth, put it right in there with the T.
You say it like I don't have 3 of those already.
It'd be fetch. You'd love it. But they are, Lance Guidry is their interim coach. They are the MAC champions. Remember, they sort of stole the MAC away from Northern Illinois and went 9-4, a stunning move that did get Haywood the job that he eventually squandered by having some sort of handsy disagreement with a lady. Guidry's
handsy disagreement. I like that.
Yeah. Guidry's Cajun as hell. We posted a video earlier this week of him making a shrimp creole. And man,
and by Cajun as hell, by the way, listeners, we mean he has the full support of the site.
He does, absolutely. We are rooting for Miami in this game. I'm sorry. As much as the site generally, we have loved the Blue Raiders a lot. Right? I mean, would you agree that they're...
And we love Dwight Dasher, too, and he did have one of the more entertaining arrests in college football history, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, you will discuss that. And something that did greatly impact this season, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, in its own way. this is going to be a very, very difficult game, I think, for Miami to really sort of get everything together for. They did kind of sneak into the MAC championship and you know, knock off Northern Illinois.
Sneak in they may have, but knock off they did rather decisively, if I recall.
They did. And Austin Boucher is their quarterback. In the championship game, he threw for 333, which was a full, you know, like way over his season average. He wasn't even the starter at the start of the year. They're a pretty good team. They will give up yards, though. So I think you're probably going to see – I think they can beat Middle Tennessee. What I worry about is whether they're going to cohere or under an interim coach when so much has gone on with the end of their season already.
Well, all of Middle Tennessee's problems came at the beginning of their season because, as you might recall, superstar, dual threat, I'm going to go ahead and call him triple threat because I'm pretty sure he can tap dance, quarterback Dwight Dasher got into some trouble in the offseason when, what did they finally decide? He borrowed money from a disabled veteran at a hospital to pay his gambling debts?
Yes.
And then forged a check?
And then forged a check.
With a teammate's name?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
It was a teammate's check.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he had taken. To
repay this debt.
It wasn't anything as funny as like him taking a Dwight Dasher check and then signing it like, you know, Beau Trowbridge or whatever. Yeah.
Or I stole this check. Or...
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not like he was emerging from an alley in an improper fashion.
Yeah. That's the most heinous of all crimes, and we know it.
But anyway, he missed four games, result of which they suffered the fate that few teams suffered this year, which is they lost to Minnesota in week one. They did manage to get past Austin Peay in week two. Good for them. The real trouble came in week three when they lost to Memphis, the football team.
Memphis.
And everyone wrote them off for the season, and they deserve to be written off. And even when Dasher came back in early October, you know, he threw for a lot of yards, he rushed for a lot of yards, and they still lost four of his first five games.
Yeah, so a bit of a stumbling start for them. But Dasher did become the 15th player in NCAA history to pass for 5,000 yards and run for 2,000.
He did. He would have had a great season. Even missing four games, he barely cleared the passing record he set his freshman season. But it feels like they really just never got up to speed. And it didn't help, of course, that their defense is hot buttered ass. Like they're down in the triple digits in rushing defense. Here's my favorite stat. I've been waiting to use this one. Middle Tennessee State, 120th nationally in turnover margin.
Yeah, you should know, by the way, on the counter, on that the other side, Miami of Ohio, 28th in total defense. So if you're looking if you're looking for a lean here, and I will say this, they played Florida, and this was when Florida's Adazio Bone really debuted, and everything looked really bad anyway. But their defense is nothing to sneeze at. They played Florida really well.
In terms of, oh God, I forgot that happened. Yeah, I bet you wish you did.
I do.
In terms of the opposite of interesting matchups, where I'm actually most intrigued to see is Middle Tennessee State's 100th ranked rushing defense versus Miami Ohio's 114th ranked rushing offense. Who's going to come out of this one?
Crate paper versus the quadriplegic who fell out of his wheelchair. Who will win?
This is what I'm most excited to see. I want to see Thomas Merriweather get his groove on against Middle Tennessee State's front seven.
Something's got to give now!
And it's probably going to be you or you.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh, stop that.
Yeah, that's where we stop. We'll stop.